Hi, this is a dictation for Quaria Humphrey, Q-U-A-R-R-E-A-H-U-M-P-H-R-E-Y. Date of service is 10-6-2022. Date of birth is 7-21-79. Date of accident 5-5-2020. Miss Quaria Humphrey is here for follow-up evaluation. Today she reports that her pain are ongoing in the area of the head and both sides of the neck and upper back, as well as middle back and lower back, and pain in the right knee. All of them are reported to be 8 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. The patient, however, does not report any radiation of pain to the arm or the legs, no numbness, tingling. Some pain is reported in the right ankle, and patient has had an extensive workup with Northern Radiology since the time of accident, and she was found the following. An MRI of the brain was completely negative, and left knee MRI showed patellar tendinopathy with small knee joint effusion and thickening of the medial collateral ligaments. In the right knee, patient was found to have patellar tendinopathy and a mild or small knee effusion. MRI of the cervical spine showed a herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5. MRI of thoracic spine was negative. MRI of the lumbar spine showed a small bulging disc at L4-5. The ankle MRIs right and the left showed plantar fasciitis, nothing major. The patient has had full treatment, physical therapy at Northern Radiology, and somehow she has been still complaining of pain, and she was referred by her therapist for further therapy. And the patient reportedly alleges more continuing pain and no relief. The pain level is between 8 to 10, depending on the various times and movements. ADLs are reported affected 8. According to her, general activity, mood, walking ability, work, and sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 10. Relationship with other people is affected 5. She reports 0% relief in her recovery. In the system review, patient reports headaches, which are mostly frontal, not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, blackout, fainting, vision disturbance, double vision, not associated with any weakness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or any confusion, disorientation. However, she does have difficulty sleeping. She complains of tension, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, and loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has issues of lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, limited range of motions, click and grinding, numbness, nerve pain, low back pain, middle back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, wrist and hand pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle and foot pain, and difficulty walking. The patient reports all of these pain. In the GI, she has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool. No difficulty swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain levels have remained the same with no solid improvement, and she denies any changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none, and substance abuse none. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 123/86, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 99. And the rest of the physical examination will come from the previous visit, which is 9/22/2022. It's a new patient visit, dictation number 0923-037. Kindly just do the general review, the musculoskeletal examination, as well as the extremities examination, including the knee and the ankle. And diagnoses are the same from previous visit. The plan of care is as follows. I have decided to refer this patient to chiropractor for chiropractic treatment and for acupuncture so that the patient can have a different kind of therapy. She is found to have a sacroiliitis for which a laser treatment has been recommended to the patient. Regarding her pain in the left shoulder and right knee, left knee, and wrist pain. Patient has been advised to undergo injection treatment with steroid and morphine, and so is her pain for cervical and lumbar spine. The patient has been advised that pain therapy could be helpful, especially 4 to 6 injection of the cervical spine and also for sacroiliac joint. The patient will make a decision and let us know. Otherwise, her therapy is almost completed. I do not believe further therapy will bring her any relief. And I will review the notes from the physical therapist as well as from the chiropractor. If they certify for further therapy will be helpful, I will be more than happy to provide that. Otherwise, I may consider discharging the patient. Thank you.